Take care. Our last final speaker for today is Thomas Sewell. Sometimes in life, you have to fight. Sometimes in life, there is a struggle. Now, you might not like the guy's favorite color or his particular opinions of history, but when you're in a fight with people that hate this country, sometimes you have to learn to make friends. I am aware of the fact that we are a controversial an antagonistic group to the government. I am aware of the fact that the media and the academics and the system and the banks, I'm aware that they hate us. I'm aware that the average Australian watching on television doesn't understand what we're doing all the time. I'm aware of that, and I've copped a lot of hate for it, and so have my men. But today, we had to prove a point. Today, our men stood in the front of the march, and when the Palestinians and the communists came charging at the Aussie flags, it was our men that fought back. Yeah! Australia is in a fight for its survival. It might not be bullets and guns and bombs. It may be hearts and minds and information. And everything that we do is for Australia. It's for our nation. I'm not asking you to agree with me on everything. What I'm asking you to respect is that we need to put fighters at the front. I get asked all the time, what does it mean to be Australian? People ask me about pieces of paper, and I say to them that Australia is not a passport, it's not a piece of paper, it is a folk, it is a people, it is born, it is bred, and it belongs to us. Australia is beset on all sides by ginormous empires of the third world. We don't have to hate these people or set them up as our enemy. But there are 1.4 billion Chinamen and 1.4 billion Indians, and there are billions of other people in this world, and they all have a nation. They all have a home. And if we allow ourselves to be replaced and displaced in this land, if we do not maintain our demographics, if we do not stop immigration, then our death is certain. We are here today to set aside our minute differences on historical events or versions of ideology. We are here as Australians, proud and true and thoroughbred. In this struggle for life, our nation must secure its existence. And the first and most reasonable step to secure not the politicians' Australia, not this new Australia that they're trying to build, but our Australia, the Australia we were bred in and raised in. If we want to secure our Australia, not their Australia. If we want to secure our Australia and not Parliament's Australia, then we have to stop immigration and become a nation once again. Yeah. If we wish to survive as a nation, we must organize. I'm not asking anyone here to join my organization. The fighters will go to the front, and I saw that today. But for everyone else that's here, you need to organize. You came down here as individuals. You came down here with your close friends. We need to come down together as communities, as churches, as footy teams, as workplaces, and as political organizations.
There's white people.
I'm not here to sell you t-shirts. Those people are rallying on a different day. Sorry, there's a disruption. There's a communist trying to get to the stage. My final point to all of you, my final point, and this is what I want you to go home with, is that next time we do this rally, you come as an organization, you meet friends here today, you connect with people online that share your values and your vision of what you want Australia to be, and we sit at the table and we allow each other to speak, and next time representatives from your organization stand up here and speak in front of Australia and in front of the world. This is only the beginning. You must organize. You must form groups. They don't care if you're complaining. They ignore you. The people that are hurting this country, the people that are destroying it, the people that have caused your suffering, the people pushing us out of housing, the people pushing us out of our neighborhoods, they don't care. They do not care about your complaining. The only thing they will listen to is your organizing. When you organize into groups, then they fear you. Then they attack you. Then they come after you. If we want to see change, if we want to enforce the future that we want as a nation, it's not about voting Liberal or Labor and changing it up every 3 years. It's about Australians coming together as communities and voicing their politics in the home, in the workplace, and in their community events, and having the strength to put forward what they believe and not allow these wokes to rule over us and tell us what we're to think. Aussie, Aussie, Aussie. Aussie, Aussie, Aussie. Aussie, Aussie, Aussie. Aussie. Aussie.
I didn't move it, you pushed me over.
Then we're going to stay together as a group.